Information presented on this program is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice, but is limited to the dissemination of general information. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the options presented. Certified Advisory Corp is registered as an investment advisor with the SEC and only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of On the Money with a Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO's Ask the Experts weekend. Excuse me, we are here at the Oracle of Orlando. Joe Burke alongside Nancy Heck, Certified Financial Planner Professionals at the Certified Financial Group. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
How are you guys today?
A little chilly, but not bad.
A little chilly.
Yeah. Bright, sunny, but a little cool for me. I know for Nancy, too, right, Nancy?
Now, yesterday was much better from a temperature standpoint.
Well, yes,
and
this Wednesday was very cold.
Tomorrow's going to be worse.
Yes, yes. Got to get through this January and February.
I know. We live in Florida.
I know. Could be worse.
Well, let's warm everybody up with the peace of mind that they can get to that retirement finish line safe and sound. Joe, what are we doing on the radio today?
Well, Nancy and I are here to complain about the weather.
And
besides that, to answer questions that might be on your mind regarding your personal finances. As we say, we go through life trying some of this, trying some of that, and wake up at 55 years old and realize, you know, we've got to get our act together because that paycheck will stop one day. And as Certified Financial Planner Professionals, Nancy and I and the 10 other CFPs at Certified Financial Group, that's what we do every week for a fee. We do financial planning. We do investment management for our clients on a fee basis, working as fiduciaries. And on Saturday morning, we are here absolutely free to answer the questions that you might have. This is not a one-hour infomercial. We actually do take calls. This program is not recorded. We are actually live. So we can answer your questions. We look forward to your questions. And I guarantee you, if there's something on your mind, there's probably 85 other people out there that have the same question. They'd sure like to know the answer. So the good news for you is you don't have to use your name. But we're here to answer questions that you might have about real estate, about your long-term health care, about your IRA, about a 401k, about reverse mortgages, annuities, life insurance, all that more. We are here. And the good news, once again, is the lines are absolutely wide open. So all you have to do is pick up the phone and dial these magic numbers.
844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. Also, we have the text machine up and running as well at 21232. That is 21232. We should actually keep it about 160 characters because that's all we could see on the screen. So everything after that gets cut off. You find yourself writing a short novel. That's what the phone lines are for, 844-220-0965. All right, topic of the day, Nancy Heck from the Heck Effect. It's all about the cash flow.
That is exactly right. So
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people that I'm meeting with currently that we're that are at or near retirement basically have Social Security as their fixed known source for retirement income. Very few people have pensions anymore, and that was one big leg of that retirement stool that we used to talk about. So we talk about the retirement cash flow plans that we do for people and managing their investments. And the thing that I focus on is how are people living their lives now, and looking at that and adding some inflation on it and the tax pictures, and what is their cash flow going to be like from the investments that we're managing. That's what's most important. You want to make sure that you can put your client in a position through constant monitoring, rebalancing, looking at the quality of the investments that we're managing for these people to make sure that they are not running out of cash. Being able to spend and spend wisely and then spend at your discretion through retirement and not having to think about it is the one thing that we can do for our clients that are going to give them peace of mind. So we talk about the comprehensive retirement plan that we do for people and looking at all the different aspects and long-term care and making sure that things are titled properly so you don't have to worry about going through probate and all that. But in the 20 or 30 or 35 years that we're planning for our clients, we want to make sure that they have cash flow.
cash flow. I have this old T-shirt. You commented on the T-shirt I wore this morning. It's about 15, 20 years old. I hate to throw good stuff away. And I have this T-shirt must be, I bet you, 35 years old. It still fits, by the way. It's a yellow T-shirt. Has a big smiley face on it. Maybe you've seen it. And it's underneath it says, happiness is positive cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets back to exactly what you said. In the retirement years, clients want to know that the paycheck will continue to come in from some source. And one of the things that we do as our clients know and as we do as certified financial planners is figure out where are we going to pull that money from. Because you have various accounts. You've got your tax-deferred accounts, maybe your IRA rollover, you've got your non-qualified accounts, the money that you have invested outside of a retirement plan, maybe you have an annuity, and maybe your Social Security is always coming in. And how do you mix and match that income to have it come in on a regular basis and still, as you say, give them peace of mind? So that's what we do day in and day out as Certified Financial Planners at Certified Financial Group, and we're glad to work with you. If you want more information about what we do as Certified Financial Planners, all you have to do is go to our website. That's financialgroup.com, and we'll tell you what we do and how we do it. We've got some workshops coming up that we'll get to in just a minute. And are we ready to take a call there, Mr. Radio?
We are. Producer? We can go to Jessica in Eustis.
Hello, Jessica.
Hi,
good morning.
Jessica.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What can we do for you?
Well, I'm trying to sell a house in Eustis to build up in Tennessee.
Okay.
So my question is, if I sell the house in Eustis and I build in Tennessee, of course their money goes a lot further than it does down here. So I hope to sell the house for about 170 to 165. The house up there should only cost me about $100,000 to build.
Mm-hmm.
So is the other money considered capital gain, or do I have to worry about getting taxed on it, or should I just invest that money and not worry about it? I'm not quite sure what to do with the extra.
So you're
if I should.
Well, first of all, is this house that you're selling your primary residence?
It is a primary residence.
Okay, so
yes.
You've lived in it for 2 out of the last 5 years. It's been your primary residence.
Yes.
So the good news for you is you have no gain, no taxable gain.
Oh, yay.
So, okay. So what you have to look at is with the dollars moving forward. So I'm always concerned about what type of cash reserves does somebody have. So when you move to Tennessee and you're done with building your new house and all the accoutrement mm-hmm. that goes along with it, you have to determine mm-hmm. from the surplus how much do you want to always keep in cash.
Mm-hmm.
And once you've determined that amount, you should feel free to invest the rest of it in a manner that's appropriate for yourself.
Yeah. Well, because I'm 54. I'm not getting any younger, so I know that I want to invest.
Okay. And you probably have 30-ish years for that money to work for you.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Jessica, do you plan on working up there?
Yes, okay. But I'm hoping to pay off all of my short-term debt while I'm down here because the job I have is a very good one.
Good.
So when I go up there, I'd like to be semi-retired.
Okay. And you're how old?
54.
I'm 54.
Okay. Well, that's the good news. The bad news is you're 54.
Well, as I said, that money's going to have to work for you for 30-ish years.
And and Social Security is not going to cut it for you. Do you have any other savings and investments, Jessica?
I do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hopefully you have a retirement plan?
I do.
All right. Great.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to, the best thing to do is to have a financial plan done for you, which looks at where you are today, what you expect to look like. And what you don't want to do is wake up at 64 and say, gee, you know, I should have worked full time for another 3 or 4 years when I moved up.
Oh, yeah. No. I have plans on working.
Right.
Just not as hard as I'm working right now.
I understand.
When do you plan on moving?
Probably not for another year and a half.
Okay. So what I'm going to suggest is once you're there and you're settled mm-hmm. and you've flushed out all the expenses and stuff, try and find an independent certified financial planner in your area
mm-hmm.
in Tennessee
mm-hmm.
and have them do the type of planning work that we would do if you were going to stay in the area for you.
And Jessica, find somebody that will do the planning for you for a fee that will charge you up front. Anybody that offers to do this for you absolutely free when you come in the door, it's a gimmick. So be careful, be careful of that. You want to do with a reputable certified financial planner that they do this planning for a fee, and they're not going to try to offer you other services to make up for the cost of doing the plan. Hopefully she got the message.
If she's still listening, you know, I have clients in Tennessee. I'm sure you have clients in Tennessee also. So, you know, if she ever wants a second opinion on something that is provided for her, she should feel free to contact us.
Yep. Well, good luck to you, Jessica. And the good news for you is there's no tax on the sale of your home.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry about that, Jessica. I'm not sure what happened there.
That's all right.
Acting goofy this morning. 844-220-0965 if you want to talk to either Joe Burt or Nancy Egg. Again, 844-220-0965. Let's talk to Brett in Winter Haven. Brett, good morning.
Hello, Brett.
Hi, good
Brett.
Morning. How are both of you?
Good. What's up?
Great. I just have an easy question for you two. I have a deferred 457 plan that I never look at except quarterly statements.
Okay.
And I was wondering if I should have a professional tweak the plan to get me a better profit, or does that not even work? What's your recommendation?
We always offer a complimentary second opinion on people's investments. I like the idea that you're not chronically looking at your investments and you're letting them work for you, but generally tweaking is necessary, and that's part of what we do. We have the ability to be able to help our clients manage their corporate plans in place, just as we do any other types of accounts. So if you would like to take advantage of a second opinion and some recommendations based on the choices and your age and your risk tolerance, we would be happy to do that for you.
And we do that for not only 457 plans, but 401k plans, 403b plans. We have the ability now with technology to, that money still stays with your employer, but you give us access to the account to give you guidance, and we make the changes as we deem appropriate. So if you, as Nancy said, if you'd like a second opinion, you can go to our website. That's financialgroup.com, financialgroup.com. We hope to see you in our office. And our office is in Upper Altamont Springs for listeners that may be new to the program.
All right. Then if you want, line 844-220-0965. Let's go to Kim in Orlando. Kim, good morning.
Hi, Kim.
Certified Financial Group.
Hi. Hi, Kim.
What's up?
Good morning. Hi. Well, I just recently learned about such a thing as a continuous care retirement community, and I just wondered what your thoughts were about those, or if you thought long-term care insurance is better, or I don't know. It just seems interesting to me.
Well, they go hand in hand, and I'm a big believer in the continuous care communities, because here's what some people aren't aware of, and this fact was driven home to one of our colleagues a few years ago when her mother, she went into independent living and then assisted living, and we all know what that's all about. You know, you can't stay in your home anymore, and you need to have somebody. You want to live by yourself, but you don't want the yard and all the aggravation. So you move into basically an apartment, independent living with other folks in the same situation. And then when you can't perhaps bathe yourself or clothe yourself or toilet yourself, then you have what's called assisted living. And then what happens is you move into a memory care situation where you have more severe problems, and you know what they do? They throw you out because they don't have the ability to take care of you like that. So the continuous care is critical, and this is very, very important that you understand that as a consumer. You want to be able to stay in the same place, because the worst thing to have happen when you're 90 years old to find out that the place you've been living at for the last 9 or 10 years and have made friends and is comfortable, they no longer want you.
So, Ken, most continuous care of communities have some type of buy-in, and that gets
right.
you know, the place, and then the ability to move up to all the different types of cares, depending on what your needs are throughout the years. Long-term care insurance will help pay for when you move into the nursing, whether it's assisted full nursing or as Joe says, the memory care, Alzheimer's units, any of those types of things. So they could go hand in hand. It depends on what your resources are and your ability to pre-fund something like this.
The important thing to know, Kim, is that Social Security does not cover long-term care. It'll cover the doctors and the hospitals up to a point. You have to have a Medicare supplement and so forth. But once you get into that nursing home, assisted living, memory care kind of situation, you are really on your own, and you have to start writing checks if you don't have long-term health care. So this is something that you want to sit down with a certified financial planner professional, look at what options might be best for you, what your income is, what your cash flow is, and then take it from there. And I'm glad you brought that up, because we are now offering a service in conjunction with the law firm, Murphy and Berglund, who happens to have their office right across the parking lot for us in Altamont Springs. And they are hosting what I would call a bus tour for folks that want to visit four or five high-quality assisted living, continuous care facilities in either Seminole or Orange County. And the charge is $10 an individual, $15 per couple. You get a breakfast, a lunch, and you get a lot of great information. They're not trying to sell you anything, but it's a great way to tour some facilities and not be under the pressure of dealing with the sales agent when you walk in the door. And it's usually a group of 25 or 30 people like mine that want to at least learn about this stuff, either for themselves or for their parents. So we are about to launch that effort, and we've got a website. I don't know if it's up and running, but you can try, because we talked about launching this yesterday, and I haven't tried it myself, but try it.
So, Kim, I have a question for you. You sound young. Yes. May I ask how old you are?
Sure, yes. I'll be 54 in a couple months.
Okay. Are you looking I'm sorry. Go on.
Well, I'm sorry. I actually, a couple of months ago, was kind of looking for my parents, but I was in this place, and I was like, my goodness, I'd like to live here.
Okay.
And they said they have, you know, a 6 to 8 year waiting list.
Mm-hmm.
My husband is 60, so okay. I don't know. I just thought, am I just falling for their sales pitch?
No. And, I mean, you know, I'm right in that demographic with you, so we have to think about it. But for funding for long-term care at your age, you can get a lot of benefit for the dollar because of your age. And the way that we like to fund for long-term care is we like to quote, if your health and everything falls in line, a long-term care contract as opposed to a policy. And the big difference is a contract is a contract, and you don't get something in the mail 5 or 10 years later saying, well, the economics have changed and we're either going to have to reduce your potential benefit or you're going to have to start paying more. And the contracts give a lot of flexibility, use of cash, long-term care, death benefit. So it's much better way, in my opinion, to fund for the potential long-term care need, whether it's home health care all the way through full nursing. So you're asking a lot of good questions, and you're asking them at the appropriate age.
But Kim, if you want to take advantage of this bus tour, which I highly recommend because it's well put together, and Jody Murphy, who's the attorney on there, talks about the issues, the legal issues that you have to deal with in getting your assets in place, and we also have a certified financial planner on that bus as well to answer financial questions. Once again, there's no charge other than $10 per person or $15 per couple. And you can email me and we'll send you some information. And the next tour is, I can't tell you the date next month, but it's on a Thursday, and it's all day. It starts about 8:30 to 4:30, and you'll get a lot of good benefit. So you can just email me, joe@financialgroup.com. That's joe@financialgroup.com. And we'll be sure to get you the information.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome, Kim. That's why we're here.
All righty, Kim. Thanks so much for the call. If you want Kim's line, it's 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. We went really long with that segment, but we've got to give out the great information. So
yeah,
we might have a short segment on the other side, but no worries. Want to get online and get with your phone calls. That's an excellent time to do that. 844-220-0965. We are planning tomorrow.
Today.
The Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO. Well, welcome back. This is On the Money with the Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO. We are 35 seconds away from the latest news, weather, and traffic with Dave Wall in the News 96.5 newsroom. We went a little long in our first segment. It's okay, but I want to remind everybody we are going to have a nice long one to answer all your questions coming up here in just a moment. 844-220-0965. And if they can't get on the show today, Joe, what's another way they can reach the Certified Financial Group?
The best way is our website, financialgroup.com. That's financialgroup.com.
All right, well, we'll continue on and take your calls. Again, 844-220-0965 and your text, 21232. Right now it's time to pause the latest news, weather, and traffic on News 96.5 WDBO.
Yo.
And welcome back. This is On the Money with a Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO.
We are here on the radio live this morning, January 25th, taking your phone calls at 844-220-0965 with the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Burt, alongside Nancy Heck, Certified Financial Planner Professionals at the Certified Financial Group, on the radio right now, helping you to get your question answered. And Joe, just in case anybody may have joined us during the latest news, weather, and traffic, what can they call you about?
Well, Nancy and I are here this morning to do the same thing we do Monday through Friday with the 10 other certified financial planners at CFG up in Altamont Springs. We answer your questions. We do investment management and financial planning for a fee, but on Saturday morning we are here absolutely free. This is not a one-hour infomercial. This is an actual live call-in show where you can answer the questions that might be on your mind, things that you have to make decisions about getting through and through your retirement years, things that questions about your IRA, about a 401k, about real estate, about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, long-term health care, 401ks, IRAs, reverse mortgages, all that and more. We are here, and we look forward to your calls. So pick up the phone and dial these magic numbers.
844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. You can send a text in as well. We have the text machine up and running at 21232. That is 21232. Before we get back to our phone lines, let's check in with Mary Ellen in Grand Island. Mary Ellen, good morning.
Mary Ellen, who's been holding on for such a long time. Thank you very much for being patient.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. You know, Joe, I became a client almost 15 years ago.
Wow.
And I flipped the channel and I went, oh my gosh, it's Joe. I'm going to listen, because I listen quite frequently to learn. But one of the things I thought about this morning is what a relief it has been to not have to worry about how I'm going to make sure that that money is there for me in the years to come, because the expertise has done it for me. Your company is fabulous. I would no more try to write a contract than I would try to manage my money. That's why you go to a professional. And I take out money every month to make sure I can meet my needs, because I'm retired now. And I look back to the number I started with, and it's even more today. Now there's growth, and you never know from year to year what's going to happen. But I have always been able to call in and get a question answered, or learn something if I had a question about something. And I'm very grateful for your team.
I think Mary Ellen just dropped out. We got to get
those
phones.
What a great day to have the phones not working. I tell you what, I'm having all sorts of problems.
Let me put a ribbon on that. Mary Ellen, first of all, thank you very much for your call. But what I do is similar to what the 11 other Nancy does for our clients day in and day out. It's what we pride ourselves in. I like to think that we're like financial doctors. We take care of our patients. Our job is to get you to and through retirement. We work with our clients as fiduciaries. We work on a fee doing financial planning and investment management. We don't have any products to sell you to get you to and through retirement, as I say. Our job is to, we have over 350 years of combined experience in our office. We meet regularly. We're always learning something. We're going to seminars. We spend a lot of money on training. There's always stuff to learn, and there's no guarantees. You know, life is full of wild cards, and our job is to get you through the good times and the bad. You've been with us for 15 years, so you've been through the downturns and the recession. You've been through the ups and downs that are, you know, you can't avoid in investments. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate your call. In fact, while you were saying all that stuff, I did not recognize your voice, and I usually do that, but I thank you for the call, and you gave me goosebumps. So thanks once again. I appreciate that very much, and I know Nancy has clients that would say this exact same thing you can pick up the phone and say.
Well, and the bottom line is, because each one of our clients is our boss. This is who we work for, and we're not doing anything that's programmed. We're not doing anything that's, you know, buckets. We tailor everything to the specific client, as I had said earlier, based on their time horizon and their risk tolerance and their income needs, to do what Joe has been able to do for Mary Ellen. Make sure that every single month when she needs to pull money out of her investments, she does not have to worry about it.
And the nice thing that about our firm, you know, I don't know who Mary Ellen is. We're probably at or near the same age. But the good news is that if something happens to me, there's continuity. You know, like I said, we have we have 12 certified financial planners under our roof that have the same philosophy, that work with our clients. We know who you are. We know what the issues are. So if I get hit by that proverbial bus, we have continuity in our firm. We are not a one-man show. The company is not Joe Burt and Associates. A certified financial group of 12 professional certified financial planners who work with our clients as fiduciaries. So if you want any information about what we do, go to our website. That's financialgroup.com, financialgroup.com. Our office is up in Altamont Springs, and we offer a no-obligation visit, and you can sit down, and as Nancy said, we'll do a second opinion on what might be going on in your life, and perhaps whether you need our services now or sometime in the future, at least you'll know what we do.
All right.
That's it.
Just like that. Let's go to James in Norman Beach.
Hi, James.
Hi, James.
What's up?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
I wanted to find out. I'm going to purchase a home from a private owner, for sale by owner.
Okay.
And I just wanted to find out what I would actually need. Do I need a real estate attorney? Do I need a title company? Just basically what I have to do.
The short answer is get a real estate attorney, because you're about to make a major purchase. You want to be sure all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted and that you're protected.
Unless you're an expert in contracts. And when we bought our house, I did actually read every single page, which I think shocked everybody that I read it. Then you need to take the time and spend a little bit of money and hire a professional that's going to work on your behalf.
Okay. Yeah. Do I need a title company also?
That will be included, because you want to know that you have clear title of the property. Yes. So you're going to have title insurance. Mm-hmm. Yep. An attorney will help you with all that process.
Uh-huh. Okay, great. Can you suggest anyone in the area?
If you call our office on Monday, I'd be glad to give you a name of somebody that we recommend.
You're not going to be there on Monday.
Oh, that's right.
For anybody who's listening, and Joe had mentioned it, education, our annual symposium is Monday and Tuesday of this week, and a lot of the planners, but not all of them, a lot of the planners are going to be there. But James, feel free to call and leave a message, and somebody will get back to you with a recommendation for a real estate attorney.
Okay. All righty, James, thanks so much for the phone call. If you want James's line, it's 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. We have a text question here, 21232. After death, are wills and or trusts private?
After death.
Excuse me for laughing, but a will is the document that says to the whole world, this is what this person had. The will is what makes everything public.
That's the whole purpose of it.
Yes. A trust may keep things private, but the will does not. And if somebody doesn't feel that they have enough assets or want to go through the process of hiring somebody to set up a trust, if you title all your accounts properly, they will pass without going through probate. Probate is starts at 6% in the state of Florida and can go up from there. It's time consuming. It's aggravating. So any type of life insurance or retirement accounts or tax deferred annuity automatically requests a beneficiary, a primary and a contingent. So I suggest that you look at anything that has a beneficiary and make sure that the beneficiaries are the ones that you want and that you do have contingent beneficiaries. And then your taxable accounts, checking, saving, joint investment accounts, make sure that you have a beneficiary on that. And yes, bank accounts will allow you to put in trust for the benefit of, payable on death. So the dollars will go from the owners to the beneficiary and avoid probate. Then you're only leaving, the furniture and stuff in your house potentially up to be probated, and that's it.
The bottom line is a will is the instructions to the probate court, which is public information, public knowledge of how you want your assets distributed. If the assets are held in trust, that's private. And so, as Nancy said, you can avoid probate by the proper titling of your assets is what we do with our clients to be sure we avoid probate. And there are certain circumstances where a trust is important. And when that avoids probate as well. Probate is not a tax. Probate is a time and expense to settle the estate and to settle the assets that are in your name alone that don't pass by contract. So that's how that works. Very simple and straightforward, but people get that confused, and that's we try to clear up that fog.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of misinformation out there on the internet, and then from your neighbor who thinks they know what happened. it's what we do on the radio today. We help clear the mind.
Everyone has an experience.
That's it. David in Orlando has dialed us up. David, go ahead. You're on the Certified Financial Group.
Hi, David.
Morning, David.
Good morning. Yes, I'm calling in reference to we have a family trust, and the trust has put up money for some children's mortgages. My question is, their payments and all that, is there any way that can be, the credit bureaus can obtain that information for them? Am I making myself clear?
No, I don't understand. I don't understand the question. First of all, let me preface what we're about to say is we are not attorneys, but we will try to help you through this. So try it again.
Okay, so the trust has provisions to pay mortgages for some of the beneficiaries of the trust.
No. Some of the children have mortgages through the where they pay the mortgages back to the trust.
Okay.
And my question is that we'd like to get that information to the credit bureaus for their credit information.
Oh, to help. To show that they make consistent payments.
Yes, ma'am. That is it.
So what you want is you want to do is substantiate, if you will, the credit worthiness of the borrowers.
That's correct.
I know that FICO's making some changes to how they do the scoring.
Yes.
But I don't know how you add something that's outside of traditional credit into somebody's credit record.
So what you're trying to do is have the credit reporting agencies consider the payments from the trust as income to bolster, if you will, the borrower's creditworthiness. Is that correct?
Well, we want to bolster credit.
Right. You want to show that they can make regular payments and that they're a good credit risk.
I just wondered if any of your listeners have ever run into that situation and if they've ever been able to make some arrangements to satisfy it.
Well, listening world, you heard David's question. If you have something that can help, you have a few minutes that you can maybe call in or send us a text.
You know, I've had a similar circumstance, not with a trust, but we've had clients that are retired that don't have income. And what we've been able to do is satisfy for the mortgage company, for the lender, because of the size of their assets and the amount of money that they take on a regular basis, they will consider that as income. See, they don't just look at your assets, but they want to know how much regular income that you have. And depending on the mortgage company, maybe if you deal with a mortgage broker, has some familiarity with that. That's probably what I would do is deal with a mortgage broker that has some flexibility and can make you maybe work you through that situation. I understand your situation, David, and hopefully that'll...
Or potentially a real estate attorney could give some advice.
Yeah. Don't have a quick answer for you, but I think there's an opportunity out there somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. If you want to dial us up, it's 844-220-0965. We're coming up on the three big things you need to know. And, Joe, what's the best number to reach out? What kind of workshops do we have coming up?
We've got something coming up. Nancy, do you have that?
Yes, I have the workshop list here. So the next workshop is Saturday, February 8th from 9 to 11. And while we're under construction, all of the workshops are going to be right here at the Cox Media Group facility. And the workshop on February 8th is Will Your Savings Last a Lifetime? The next workshop is Saturday, March 21st, Healthcare Options in Retirement. And then Saturday, April 18th, Countdown to Retirement. Saturday, May 16th, Everything You Want to Know About Mutual Funds. And last on the schedule is Saturday, June 6th, Key Elements to a Successful Financial Plan. If you go to our website, financialgroup.com, you'll see a tab for the workshops. I highly recommend, if any of these topics have piqued your interest, that you sign up for them now. Reservations go fast.
As Nancy said, they'll be held right here at the Cox Studios, right here on John Young Parkway, right across from Massey Cadillac. We had the first one here last week, and it was a great, great turnout. We had about 36 folks, and the Cox folks here have a beautiful setup in terms of a classroom, great audio-visual equipment, Gary Abley did this. These are all done by Gary Abley, who's a CPA, in addition to being a certified financial planner. As Nancy said, they fill up fast, so if you've ever thought about coming to any of these, go to our website. That's financialgroup.com, financialgroup.com. Click on events, and you can make your reservation right there. Leave your checkbook at home. As always, we're not trying to sell you anything. All we do is give you this information, tell you a little bit about what we do, how we do it. This way, whether you need financial planning and investment management now or sometime in the future, you'll give us an opportunity to earn your business. So we look forward to seeing you here, and I understand from last week that there were a number of folks that wanted to tour a little bit of what we do here behind the microphone, so I'm sure that'll be arranged as well. So if you come on by, we look forward to seeing you then.
And actually, just a little addendum, Rodney Owensby is running a couple of the workshops.
Yes, and he is as well. So, okay. So go to our website. That's financialgroup.com.
We're planning tomorrow.
Today!
Certified Financial Group, right here on News 96.5 WDBO. Welcome back. This is On the Money with a Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO's Ask the Experts Weekend. It is our final segment, your final chance to get your question answered by Joe Burt and Nancy Eck, Certified Financial Planner Professionals at the Certified Financial Group, 844-220-0965. We are 2 minutes away from latest news, weather, and traffic. Let's get to Justin real quick. Justin, go ahead. You're on the Certified Financial Group.
Good morning, Justin.
Good morning, guys. I think I might have a solution for that guy that was trying to make establish credit.
Oh, great.
Let's hear it.
If he can get a credit card for just that and then make payments through that and add the children as authorized users, and make mortgage payments through that, that will help establish credit.
Oh,
and you can do that because I heard not too long ago somebody had went on a European trip by making their mortgage payments through their credit card and earned all kinds of points and paid for their vacation. So that is a way around it.
That is one solution. And people do that. They use their credit cards. They give access to the children, and the children are making payments, so they're building their own separate credit file.
But I
don't know that that will solve this guy's solution.
Yeah, I think what he was doing is trying to get a mortgage and wanted to have the income coming from the trust be considered as income to bolster the borrower's credibility.
Now, my understanding was that they've been making payments to the trust for their mortgage, and they want to be able to use those consistent payments that they've been making years and years and years to the trust, get those added to their credit file.
Why would they be making payments to a trust?
Well, maybe the trust lent them, the family trust lent them the money, and they had to repay the trust.
That could be as well.
So
a lot of moving parts here.
That's why I was saying maybe an attorney would be provide a better solution.
Yep.
So.
All right. Well, we're running out of time here. What's the best number to reach, guys, during the week?
407-869-9800 or our website, which is financialgroup.com. And as I mentioned, we have our annual symposium Monday and Tuesday next week. Not all of the CFPs are going to be there, but many of us are going to be there.
And the annual shred event is March the 7th. Put that on your calendar and save up your stuff and bring two banker's boxes to our office, and we'll shred them right before your eyes. More info to come.
All right. That's going to do it for this week's edition of On the Money. We've been playing tomorrow.
Today.
The Certified Financial Group. Stay tuned for Florida Homes and Gardens right after the latest news, weather, and traffic on News 96.5 WDBO.
This is News 96.5.